tell us your name and also your company and what you do in the company.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wayne, for having me. My name is Justin Orkin. I'm part of the Good Way Group and CVE. For those that may not know, CVE and the Good Way Group is actually a family-owned, privately funded. We have a media activation team on one side, and we have a technology and media data strategy team on the other, focused around driving the best possible outcomes for brands and agencies. We actually recently launched in Asia, and I am here from the US. I've been in Singapore now for 4.5 months, connecting with incredible brands and agencies to try to figure out ways to move the needle together.
That's awesome. So you help modern marketers in the region, and maybe let's dive into your career journey and start to maybe ask you about what inspired you to help modern marketers.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've actually spent the last 12 years in this industry. And when I say this industry, I really think about this industry as people first, consumers first. I don't think of it as publishers or using technology to drive one through the other. At the end of the day, we're all humans interacting with each other. And there's these conduits that connect one and another. And so I actually started my career recruiting for venture capitalists in Boston.
Wow.
And after I started to meet some wonderful people in the industry, I was asked to interview at Yahoo. And this is when, back in the day, Yahoo was a behemoth around being a top publisher in the space, a destination similar to America Online, connecting people to the internet. And I had an opportunity to interview, and I was totally blown away by what technology could do to tie data and users together. And this is back in 2007. Back in 07, we were actually using data to make smarter decisions for consumers in the space. And I spent basically the last 12 years at Yahoo, and there were multiple M&A and acquisitions, video platforms, Verizon came in, AOL, etc. And I had a wonderful run working with incredible people. And when I think about what has given us the opportunity to really extend into Asia, it's really the growth and the foundation that Yahoo, AOL, and Verizon were able to help with by doing some of the best-in-class activations and tech innovations around consumer brands, leveraging their agencies, but also leveraging our ability to be smart with how we're thinking about data.
It's a fascinating career journey. Did it prepare you to become what you are at this moment and your current role?
Yeah, I would say without my history, it would have been a further leap to get me to where I am. But because I was surrounded by incredible people, and today surrounded by incredible people, whether it's meeting incredible people like you, or more importantly, Brody, who I report to back in the US, who spent over a decade at Microsoft, or Jay, or Dave, our CEO. I mean, it warms my heart to work for a company that, where our CEO is a third generation owner in a business that's been around for 90 years. Being able to take a print, radio, and even taking 160 copy centers and turning that into a massive digital media ecosystem where we get to provide best-in-class service for not only agencies, but also brands, and really just help them think through the business challenges and obstacles that keep them up at night. That's really our job. That's why we came to Asia, to really not necessarily take the learnings from America and apply it in Asia. No, no, no. We want to actually leverage the success or failure of some of the conversations we've had, and then create this new mix modeling to drive into the brands that's applicable for this market, the 11 countries in Southeast Asia, or taking learnings from what we're learning about Malaysia versus Indonesia or Australia and how we can apply that. And then the biggest thing is, it doesn't have to stay in Asia. We're in a global world. Global is the new norm. Being able to take those learnings from Asia, apply them back to the US, and essentially have this fluid ecosystem between the US and America and EMEA is absolutely wonderful.
What can our community listeners learn from your run of so many years in the industry? What insights did you learn from that remarkable journey?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I would say the number one is surround yourself with like-minded people. When you put like-minded people in a room, great things happen. We were talking earlier about Johnny Ives leaving Apple and the teams that he built and the products and just the delivery of what Apple has is truly outstanding. And with him leaving, again, that's creating another opportunity for somebody else to really step up. And I think surrounding yourself with the right people, not necessarily knowing if it's going to be the right company, but following your gut, knowing that you're making a decision against the people that you're surrounding yourself with, and making sure that you're connecting with a team where everybody wants to win together. I'm fortunate enough where I work with 338 plus or minus a few new hires all across the globe, and we all work virtual, and our company is actually 70% female, and that wasn't intentional. Dave and Jay and the rest of the leadership team really wanted to build a company and a foundation that was set around not necessarily work-life balance, but work-life integration with one another. And if that means going to pick up your son or daughter to play soccer at 1 p.m. and spending time with your family, that's something that you get to do. And I think more importantly in Asia, having that balance is key. Knowing that this region is massive from a physicality standpoint and from a people standpoint, you need the flexibility to find the time to have those physical conversations. This is such a relationship market. And while the US and other parts of the world are relationship too, I think Asia at its core is built on trust. It's built on the fundamental key that you and I have to make sure that we have a relationship and a friendship before we move further in the conversation, and that is totally key. And I would love to thank everybody that has sort of brought me to this point, because me having the opportunity to help bring a company from the US into Asia gets me so excited.
That's really awesome. For every listener who knows and follow Modern Marketing, what is a good 4-minute rant on the current state of the industry?
Yeah, that's an awesome question as well. The current state of the industry is really impressive. When we think about modern marketing, I think there's a lot of angles here. You have this creative side and you have this data side. You've got these data scientists on one side that are totally geeking out. And by the way, I am a huge geek. I love to program when I can. I used to do the whole website development. I try to learn as much SQL just to try to get in the weeds when possible. But then actually, I feel like sometimes, you know, there's this creative side that wants to come out and wants to talk more. And I think the biggest key that we can do with this modern marketing world is connect the creatives and the data scientists together and actually get those type of smart, thoughtful people in a room together and make sure that we're building new and innovative ways to stay connected to consumers. And what I mean by that is we live in a world where attention is a commodity that was a thing of the past. Now it's attention, it's relevance, it's making sure that what we're showing as advertisers or as marketers is streamlined, it's native, it's thoughtful, and it's measured to the degree where if I'm gonna spend my time looking at an ad or interacting with some kind of display unit or interstitial or video, then I get something in return. Maybe that's a connection, maybe that's information, or maybe that's a discount to something that I'm looking to buy in the future. We live, especially in Asia, in an e-commerce world. 80 to 85% of all transactions in the e-commerce world in the next 12 months are gonna take place in a mobile device. We are in a mobile-first world, especially in Asia. So being thoughtful around the fact that my device is only this big, so make sure that when you send me a message and you interact with me as a consumer, you're being thoughtful, you're being caring, and that you're using data to make smart decisions. And I would say, as a public service announcement, we forget that we have our own data as brands and that we're sitting on tons of data. I think of big advertisers that touch billions of people on a daily basis, whether it's Disney, whether it's P&G, whether it's Uber in different parts of the world, or Grab or Gojek. There's a lot of potential data points that your teams are leveraging today, and I would just say, let us help you be more thoughtful and smart about how you're using that data to connect with people on a one-to-one environment.
That's a really awesome insight. What's been the most interesting thing in the last year or two? It can be completely anything, like an AI-driven campaign or experiment that you did on social media. What's your hot take on the intersection of social media, targeted marketing, and your platform solutions?
Yeah, that's a three-part question. I like it. So I would say the most interesting campaigns that I have run as it pertains to social have been for some really large travel companies in the past. And what we've done is actually leverage their brand to extend across all channels. But what makes it really interesting is once a user would see an ad or experience an interaction on social, we wanted to make sure that we were actually using data and AI to exclude that user in a nanosecond from making sure that they're not being seen that ad or the ad is changing for the next experience. So it was almost like a marathon where you're passing the baton from one ad unit to another. And we were essentially using data to do that. And the only way you can do that is if you have an infrastructure. So a lot of our platforms have APIs, which are essentially connective tissues to different platforms to give us a lot of those raw signals so that our data science team can actually lean in on the data and figure out the journey, figure out the map. When somebody wakes up in the morning, what does that look like? They're turning on their music, they're listening to their podcast, then they're getting on the train and they're spending an hour and they're maybe playing Candy Crush or they're catching up on their favorite audiobook, making sure that you're actually not thinking about a specific product line, but you're thinking about a customer journey. And I think that's the biggest key, and that's why I was really happy about this social campaign, is because we were extending from Snapchat to Instagram to typical display advertising. We had videos, we had interactions, we had quizzes, and all of it was trackable because we had the whole data segment set up from device IDs on the phone to cookies on the computer, and we could stitch all that data together. It was really nice.
That's really awesome. What were the challenges that you faced in the 2000s? What were they? And what are the current challenges you are facing today? And how do you find this younger rise of new modern marketers and CMOs?
Yeah, I think the challenge back in the day, if we can say that, was probably around education and working alongside strategic partners and folks that wanted to learn and listen. I think that's the biggest thing, and I actually don't think it's changed much. The difference is our attention span has probably shortened by 80%. So where people in the space might have had more curiosity, I think that curiosity is there, but I also think there's this gap that's closing right now where we have a lot of folks that are willing to learn, and then we have these sort of business results that are tied on one side, and there's not a whole lot of people connecting the two. And so actually where CVE and where Goodway Group really comes together is you might already be activating media on one side. Let us help you connect the activation piece to your C-suite, to the business results, to actually help influence the numbers and give credit where credit's due. In the past, we couldn't always do that. We didn't have verification tools. We didn't have some data management platforms. Now the big terms are these CDPs. What does that mean? And how do we personalize these experiences? AI has allowed us to create experiences that are so personal that you actually want to experience them. And when I start to think about augmented reality, and when I start to think about what Google tried to do with their glasses and where we're headed by putting furniture in rooms through augmented reality and virtual reality, I mean, I get super excited. I was testing a lot of augmented reality and virtual reality when I was with Yahoo, new and different ad units and ways to place brands and people in these rooms, and we're not far away. There's a lot of companies doing a lot of really interesting things, and staying one step ahead of that and being able to present these opportunities to folks is really what's going to move us into the next phase. We don't want to be thinking about what's working today. That can't be a winning solution. We want to be thinking about 10, 15, 20 years in the future and be testing those things, because those are the campaigns, those are the tactics that are going to get us 2, 4, 5 steps ahead of everybody else.
What does the future look like for performance marketing?
I would say the future, and in its current reality, everything is performance. Results matter, and that's number one. If $1 is spent, I don't necessarily need my $1 back, but I wanna know how it was spent, I wanna know who it was shown to, I wanna know what the social impact was, I wanna know the conversation that's taking place around that $1, and I wanna know if there's ways to turn that $1 into $50 or $100. And I think one area where we try to do a really good job as CVE in this market is educating through insights, leading with storytelling. A lot of people use storytelling. I think the difference is we're working with teams on the media planning side, on the data science side, on the C-suite side, and we're creating a conversation that's connecting the CFO and the CMO and the CEO, where in most cases you're only working in silos. And we're trying to break down those silos by having thoughtful and meaningful conversations across all the different value chain within an organization.
That's brilliant. Tell us the best day of your career so far. What are your achievements and milestones of your tenure? And what do you think are the things that you haven't done?
Yeah, I would say the best day of my career was when I got hired at Yahoo. That's the first day I actually started this career. And to be honest, I love working. When I was 13, I started working and I never stopped. And I am just, I mean, I had jobs before 13, but they weren't legal, so we won't go there. But I absolutely love working, and I've been fortunate to always work with wonderful people, whether it was at Yahoo, whether it was Verizon, whether it's at the Goodway Group and the family that I'm part of now in CBE. And I absolutely cherish these moments, and it's just as rewarding as it was starting at Yahoo, as it is starting at CBE, as it is launching in Asia. Being able to take a business global and being able to be part of a community and share a wealth of knowledge between countries across billions of people, where there's just an abundance of knowledge and desire and creativity, is absolutely so exciting. And I can't wait until we start doing things that are just beyond what people are even conceptualizing today. We're already starting to build out some of the coolest data modeling, some of the coolest creative ways to bridge the gap between our scientists and our creative team. And we're doing some really cool things with conversations in brands in Asia, and it's really exciting, and we're looking forward to spreading that across the rest of Southeast Asia as well.
It's fantastic. How do you stay fresh, sharp, and creative, and top of the game? Any athletic pursuit that you have, or do you indulge in music, or media, or shows, or books? What shows or series are you following or binge watching right now?
I feel like I need like a teleprompter to make sure that I get to all of your questions. So we'll start backwards and work our way in. Well, it's like a regression model, you know, we'll reverse engineer the opportunity. So shows, I do love Netflix. I am a Black Mirror fan. It is a little freaky sometimes how on point it is. And when I think about being 5-10 steps ahead, I think about the way Black Mirror is actually filmed and the way it's very future forward in its present day. I definitely am really more into vlogs during the evening and podcasts during the day. I like that healthy combination. I'm a big audiobook guy. I like to read, but I'm a fast walker. I'm from Boston, so I walk a lot, and I love to have the audio in my ears and be learning and consuming as I'm moving through my everyday. And from a workout perspective, life is crazy, right? We've got a lot of meetings, a lot of conversations, a lot of time zones. Yoga keeps me namaste, and just spending time in the gym around like-minded people, working out and conversing and making sure that we're thinking about nutrition and food and the environment and plant-based and things of that nature as well get me very excited.
Awesome. What would you like to be remembered in your job or career legacy, and how do you come back from a crisis?
Yeah. So number one, I think how I'd like to be remembered is just one of the most positive people you've ever met in your life, and somebody that has made an impact in a way that has resulted for you to rethink or change a behavior that has led to you smiling more frequently, you helping others around you. At the end of the day, whether it's marketing, whether it's financial services, whether it's any other industry, we're all people living in this world together. We all need to get along. We all need to understand where we all have gaps, but more importantly, I feel like through creative problem solving and positive outlook, we can solve anything together. I really believe there are no problems, there are only solutions, and it gets me excited when somebody says we're trying to solve that. I mean, I perk up, my eyes open wide, and I'm just like, yes, let's go, let's solve that together, because I really don't think there's any problems in this world, and there's only relationships and friendships and ways to build on everything that we're doing together.
That's brilliant. Let's end this podcast segment by doing a speed round.
Sure.
So just remember, don't overthink your answers. Who's your favorite CMO ever?
You know, right now, I really like Mark Pritchard. I feel like Mark with P&G and what he does and adding value to his teams and thinking global, I mean, they touch 5 billion people across the world. I think they're one of the only brands out there. I would also say I love the work that Disney is doing.
Best agency you ever worked with?
Ooh, tough question. Way to put me on the spot here on this one. This could affect the future relationship with every agency. I'm gonna say I love working with all agencies equally. For me, it's not about the agency, it's about the people inside of the agency that make the agency great.
LA, Boston, or Singapore?
I'm gonna go with Singapore.
What is your biggest passion?
My biggest passion is people.
Can you remember the first brand or campaign that had an impact on you when you were a kid?
Yeah, the first brand that had an impact on me was definitely Microsoft Windows back in the DOS days. Being able to give me access to a computer, to the internet, and doing some really fun things on the internet was really exciting for me.
Cardio or weights?
Cardio.
Podcasts or vlogs?
Vlogs, for sure.
Cola or lemonade?
Woo! Definitely lemonade on a hot summer day like today.
Thank you so much for coming on this podcast. It's a pleasure and honor to interview you, and we hope you have a great week ahead.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Wayne. Really appreciate your time.